those places called where the tracks go over the road?
A railroad crossing.
But up over you?
Bridge.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Oh, you park it on the side. You're supposed to park it on the right-hand side.
What do you call that kind of parking when you park between two cars?
You mean the lines they have on the street?
No, like two cars apart.
Double park.
All right. And then, no, when you, this car backs up in there, parks in there, what do you call that kind of parking?
You back it, park it behind each other.
All right. What are those little outlets for fire hoses that you must not park in front of?
That's a manhole.
What?
Manhole, a fire hydrant.
All right. What kind of parking is done in shopping centers?
Well, they got lines for you to park in, you know.
All right.
Shopping center. Give them yellow line for you to park.
Where would you park downtown?
And go to the parking lot.
What kind of building do you call that, like Richard's, where they have a lot of that's levels?
That's parking, Richard's parking lot.
All right. What are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
The First National Bank.
Do you have general terms to identify them? Like high rise or?
Well, they got high rise and that has a high rise down there to Wheat Street on Young and Orwell. That's a high rise.
Okay. Now, what kind
of... Martin Luther King Center, that's a high ride over there.
All right.
A high ride down there on Auburn Avenue at Big Bethel.
What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings? A little narrow?
Call them alleys.
What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
We call it the slum.
No, it doesn't have to really
be. Vacant lots.
Okay. What might you get a drink of water from in a public building?
Some water hydrant.
Can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks?
Well, that's Buicks, Dodges, Fords, Cadillac, Rolls Royce, Yates, and all those kind of things.
Now, since you don't drive, these questions might be a little bit difficult for you. So just do the best you can with them. What are some small cars with two bucket seats or one bench seat?
They call that a what? Two seat?
You got two bucket seats or one bench seat.
Call that a one seat car.
All right, now, what is a two-door sedan?
A two-door sedan, got two seats, got four doors. I want two doors to it.
Do you remember those old models from the 1930s that had outside seats in the back?
They call that, I know what they call it, I can't think of it.
Coupe?
Yeah, coupe, yeah.
All right. What do I mean when I say a running board?
Well, you used to have a running board on cars. Don't make them on no more. When you first made them, you know,
uh-huh.
They said call it a running board, but you know how, I don't know how, when I see one.
And what's a great big sedan, a great big car? What's that called?
You took a station wagon?
No, not a station wagon. Big shots drive this kind of car.
Oh, that's the Cadillac.
All right, do you know any other name for a Cadillac?
Cadillac and a Chrysler, Rolls Royce.
But, I mean, have you ever heard them call a hog or something like that?
A hog?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay, what kind of small truck might bring short orders of food?
Pickup truck.
What is a small delivery truck?
Oh, that's a grocery truck, a little grocery.
All right.
Delivery truck.
What are those small trucks that farmers have for hauling feed?
Follow what?
That farmers have for hauling feed.
Oh, yeah, that's a pickup truck.
What might you take to the airport instead of a cab? You go downtown and catch a...
Take the bus.
No, it's a big, fine car that you take to the airport instead of taking a taxi cab.
You take the bus.